Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sam Cook, the managing editor for the Oil Man magazine.
Like, you know, it's like power generation and pipelines and stuff like that, and some of the technology that's actually involved in that as well. As well as the politics that are involved in that, because there are a lot of politics involved in all aspects of the oil industry, but particularly in downstream, I think the politics of that tends to actually get more attention than anything else. All the protests that are usually involved in things like oil pipelines and that kind of stuff.
One of the things about technology that we've found on our programs is that there is a little bit of an informational gap as far as teaching old dog new tricks, if you will, an acceptance or kind of a lost in translation with some of the bringing the oil and gas up to the 21st century. In fact, one gentleman on my program last week flat out said it's time for oil and gas to start using 21st century technology in the 21st century, meaning they're still using old technology. Are you finding that with some of the stories that you're uncovering? Is there a little bit of an issue with the older generation embracing technology? Are they doing it more, or is there still a little bit of a pushback, I guess?
Well, there's a little bit of pushback, but actually what we're kind of finding is that because of the low oil prices, a lot of companies are kind of embracing technology in that a lot of it actually is able to lower operating costs across the board. And that hasn't always been necessary when oil prices were high, but, at $50 a barrel, it becomes necessary in order to survive. So a lot of them are actually finding ways to, integrate technology into their operations that actually are helping them save money. Our feature is actually kind of focusing on kind of like the materials that are now being used, particularly thermoplastics parts in both the construction of different, necessary stressed parts that are in the oil industry, but also in the pipeline. One of the interesting things we found is that most oil pipelines used to be made of, steel and iron, but those ones are not, they don't have a particularly long shelf life, and a lot of the oil spills that we get reported in the news these days are actually not new pipelines, they're old ones that are just finally given away, so they're kind of replacing a lot of the old pipelines in the U.S. with new, more durable plastics, and that's really important and having a big impact on will have a big impact in the future on the safety of the pipeline system, but also just in general, there's just a lot of technology involved in the whole process of bringing the prices down, which is actually really good.
You mentioned bringing the prices down, obviously, and that's one of the key phrases that oil and gas companies like to hear, and they try to do as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the technology and the savings. Going back 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of the technology companies, one of their biggest complaints was they were untested, they were unproven, they were a science experiment, if you will. Fast forward to today, it sounds to me, and I'm hearing this more and more, and kind of what you just explained validated it, at least in my mind, so I wanted to double check. It seems to me like a lot of these technological companies now have data, now have savings, now have those types of informationals that oil and gas companies are looking for, and now it's really starting to really take off a lot faster than I think people understand. Am I kind of hearing that too?
Yeah, no, what you're seeing is definitely the case. I think we had an issue a couple of months back about the kind of big data and its role in the oil and gas industry. But big data has been kind of really important in kind of verifying the importance of a lot of these new technologies that we're seeing kind of being implemented across the different aspects of the oil and gas industry. Prior to big data collection and then also the necessary processing power to actually do something with all those numbers, it's just impossible to actually figure out what's going on. But now that we have the tools, the computer processing power and the data collection tools and the data analyzing tools, we're kind of really starting to see just the impact that different technologies can have on making things cheaper for everyone.
Sam Cook, managing editor of the Oil Man magazine. Of course, you can always check him out online, Oil Man Mag. Is it oilmanmagazine.com? Is that the website?
Yeah, that's our website.
Okay, oilmanmagazine.com, and check out their past articles, like the one Sam Cook just mentioned. Name a couple other stories that you guys are going to be talking about here in the issue that's currently on the newsstands right now.
We have some general news, kind of forward, but we also have a couple of issues, articles that are focused specifically on different aspects of technology as it relates to the oil and gas industry. It's going to be a really tech-focused issue.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sam Cook, the managing editor for Oil Man Magazine, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The radio Independent Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.